It's another episode of Fremont Biz, where we get to talk to our businesses or organizations right here in Fremont County, powered by Fremont Toyota. I'm Shereen Herrera, Owen Sweeney.
Hello.
With the Lander Chamber of Commerce. And we have the crew from Water for Wildlife joining the show, the podcast, for the first time. I'm excited.
I know. It's great.
Gina and Travis, how are you both doing?
Great.
Yep.
Yeah, great. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
Good. All right. Okay. We're in about to be springtime here in Fremont County. So, of course,
thank goodness.
Well,
speaking
we'll
of wildlife,
Thursday and Friday.
That's true. Yeah. When it goes in like a lion and goes out like a lion.
Yeah. That's kind of how it works.
But Water for Wildlife, we're going to talk about your mission, what you guys do. But I want to hear from both of you first a little bit more about yourself. Gina, you've been involved with Water for Wildlife for quite some time.
I have. Yes. I started back in the fall of 2016. As the office manager, and I worked pretty much continually since then. Just last summer, I became the executive director.
Woohoo!
Good. Congratulations. I had not known that you were now the permanent executive director. That's wonderful.
Yep.
Happy to have her.
Yeah. So now I work both with the One Shot Pass Shooters Club and I work with the Water for Wildlife Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Are you from here?
No, nope. Roundabout, sort of. I grew up in Rock Springs, lived in Salt Lake for several years, and then I moved back here around 2002.
Travis Sweeney.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about you.
Let's see. I've been with One Shot and Low Pump for well over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Done everything from building teepees to hauling tables and chairs.
Yeah.
Worked my way through the board chairs at One Shot, past president of the Hunt Club. A year and a half ago or so, I was asked to be put on the Water for Wildlife board. So I served as treasurer for 6 months, maybe. And then I became president this past September.
Presidente Travis, I like it.
Yeah.
It is nice to have someone local here that's the president. So.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
How is Water for Wildlife and the One Shot connected?
The goal of the One Shot is to bring people in, and in the hopes of making, because we have a third organization too, the Pass Shooters Club, which Gina mentioned. So we try and get new hunters every year to become pass shooters. And then the hope is that they come back each year to help fundraise and support and communicate with new hunters about the purpose of Water for Wildlife, which is the conservation piece of all three.
I feel like One Shot is the most popular, or one of the most popular hunting events in the state.
I would say even going further, probably in the country.
Yeah, our 80th year was celebrated last year.
Right.
So for One Shot or Water for Wildlife?
One Shot.
One Shot.
One Shot since 1940. 2 years, only 2 years that it was not held.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, because everybody I know in everywhere in this region, and you said probably country, but anytime the banquet's happening, if I'm like, what are you guys doing? Going to the One Shot Banquet. And I'm like, I work a lot of banquets, and that's one of the most popular ones for sure.
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge.
You have kids?
I have two sons. One's a senior at Laramie, and one's a freshman at Laramie.
Oh, cool. Both folks. Go Pokes. Yeah. And Gina, what about you? You have kids or?
I do. Yes. They're adults now. They live here in Lander. They do their own thing. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Great.
I know your daughter. She works on, she's on the planning commission.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's on the planning
commission. We just had Travis's wife on the show as well.
Yeah. See, elf dress.
Elf outfit. Yeah.
She asked me if I wanted to borrow that.
I was wondering.
Let's talk about the mission of Water for Wildlife, the foundation, because there's a lot of conservation group, not only in the state, but the country. So let's talk about Water for Wildlife.
Sure. So Water for Wildlife works to preserve and protect both habitat and wildlife in areas lacking the most vital resource of all, water. That was established back. We are now in our 50th year. The foundation is celebrating the 50th year this year. So from 1975 to 2025. And back in the day, they established the gentlemen who were pass shooters at the time. They got together and shared a vision on how to preserve and protect the hunt's namesake, the pronghorn antelope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that the best way to do that is the beneficial way to do that was to provide water sources because there's a lot of lack of water. Some summers you don't have any water. They thought they could help with that. And so the first project was completed in 1977.
Wow. Yeah. And water is life for all of us. And I know I work with a lot of conservation groups, Gina. They all have fantastic messages, fantastic projects and missions, but there is no wildlife without water.
Indeed, and we have expanded beyond just providing a water source for the wildlife into all kinds of habitat improvement projects for all species. So we work a lot with...
And that's beyond Wyoming. That's spread pretty far. Isn't it all the way down to Texas?
Right now, I think we have projects spanning all the way from Kansas to California.
Yeah.
In the West.
And are those mainly focusing on pronghorn projects?
No. Like Gina said, when it first started, it was more towards water, but now we've expanded and we do habitat restoration, improve wetlands, vegetation areas.
We have pictures from our webcams or game cams and all kinds of species. We've seen bears having a bath, water tanks. We've had pictures of things as little as a squirrel in there taking a drink. The guzzlers have escape ramps so that things don't get caught in there and drown.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Where can you see this webcam?
Oh, not just shots from webcam. We do have them on our website. We have all kinds of pictures of the wildlife that have visited the sites, visiting the water. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Perfect.
So are the projects done by volunteers, or do you work with organizations that do this as a business, or?
Both. We work really closely with the local game fish department. There's an application process each year. I think the applications have to be submitted by January 31st of each year. Mm-hmm. Then that list goes to a representative from Game and Fish, Amy Anderson, and then she works with us and a couple other board members to set a priority list for each project, or the list of projects.
Okay.
And then we have a selection process, pick the ones that we think we can fund. And each year, the funding varies depending on how we do fundraising. And
exactly. It's usually between 8 and 10 projects we fund a year.
Okay.
This year, we decided to go with 8 projects, and we funded them to a little bit greater extent. This year's funding was $105,000.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and we helped. Yeah, several, I think 7 of those projects are in Wyoming this year.
I think the majority of them are. We had one or two that were New Mexico with a partner that we've worked with in the past to on top of it and make sure the projects are getting completed.
Okay.
The Wyoming Game and Fish is a good partner. We work with the Bureau of Land Management. We work with conservation districts. We work with Nature Conservancy. We work with other nonprofit conservationist agencies, other state game and fish departments.
Okay.
And sometimes private landowners if they'll allow access on their land.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Because it's just you and a few other people who are employed. So, yeah, what an incredible network you must have to be able to manage all these things. That's really something.
Have you done any projects here in Fremont County recently?
Yes, we did. We're doing one out. It was dedicated as part of the Willie LeClaire Wildlife Conservation Initiative, and it's out near Beaver Rim. And I think they're going to be starting it this year. It's a habitat project, multi-year. I think it's extend over maybe 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But even more locally, back in 2014, we funded part of the Poposia Restoration Project where we had the flood come through. Mm-mm. 2010, I think it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we granted $20,000 to help with the restoration of the Poposia.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
You mentioned about the museum a little bit earlier. That's at the Water for Wildlife location.
Yeah.
On Main Street.
Yep. It has the antelope in front. Yep. And back in 2017, we did a major restoration of that building.
That was impressive.
So it used to be the Wildflower Bakery, and then our little museum was in the front there. And we closed down for 6 months and totally remodeled, opened up the wall. So it now flows forward. And so when you walk in our entrance, the first part is the Wildlife Museum. Mm-hmm. And it shows a guzzler. It shows some other conservation projects that we do. And then as you head toward the back of the building, it's more of the one-shot history, memorabilia, things like that.
I just want to know what the guzzler is. Are we to that point yet? We mentioned it earlier.
I'm like, come to business after hours, you'll be able to do that.
Right? Yes,
indeed. So you can see the guzzler.
All right. What's the guzzler?
OK, Okay, so a guzzler is a covered tank, basically. And the one you'll see in the museum is just a kind of a miniature version of it. If you were to find one out as you're hiking out, like out in the Ferris Mountains back in 2017, we did three of them out there. They were lifted in by helicopter and placed there. Okay. And it was a big intern project to organize all that. Anyways, the guzzlers that you see in our climate collect the moisture from snow or rain in a catchment, and then that'll flow downhill into this guzzler, which is a covered tank. There's a little lamp that goes into the covered tank. Small animals can go in, drink, and then walk back out. Okay. The bigger animals don't use it. But
I got you.
So that's how it works in our climate. But back, if you're down in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, they'll use these big catchments made out of aluminum. They'll funnel the rainwater down in a V, and then that V will put it right into the tank.
Okay.
What other kind of educational things do you guys do?
Probably our biggest thing is our internship program.
Okay. How many interns do you typically have? Do they work in the summer? Is it usually a summer thing?
Summer and fall. One that starts in June and works through August.
Okay.
And the other one starts in September and works through November.
Okay. So they're pretty short internships.
Yeah, exactly. They are college age students that have to go back to school.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Makes sense.
and we share them with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department.
Cool.
They get to learn about wildlife management half the time and then about nonprofit conservation work.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's
good for them.
Yeah, we've had that program for quite some time now.
Yeah, I think 2015 before I started. So, yeah, it's been around.
That's great because I'm on a really big kick to get people to be active. Don't hunt, don't care, be active. Don't fish, don't care, be active. Don't love taking photos of wildlife. I don't care, be active. And those kinds of programs are how we instill that in some of the younger generation is not only learning the wildlife management, but the active nonprofit portion of it. I think that's fantastic. And of course, you can find more with Water for Wildlife online, I'm sure, with those programs or through your school, if you're listening. Let's talk about how Water for Wildlife Foundation is funded. I think that's always the number one question I get for any group I'm a part of or for a nonprofit. Where do they get their money and where does it go? We talked about where it goes with the projects, but how do you get the money?
Can I start and then Gina, clean up for me? So we have our funding comes from donations, grants. Once in a while, we get donated a commissioner's tag to auction off. Our big fundraiser is during the hunt week on Thursday night. We have a live auction, silent auction, and that's where we get the lion's share of our funding. And Gina, I'm sure, has plenty more to add to it.
Can come to that Thursday night banquet. It's just not reserved for anybody that's in the One Shot community. So we have tickets and anybody in the community can come. And we have a great party there with this live auction. We have wonderful live auction items. Sometimes they're trips. Sometimes they're hunting gear and jewelry and artwork. And
it's amazing the amount of things that you can bid on at that event. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It's impressive.
That is a big deal for us. Our other big item that we do every year is the Lander Challenge for Charities, Lander Community Foundation Challenge for Charities. When we raise money for that, those funds go directly to fund our internship program.
Okay.
Oh, great.
So we are able to have those interns come and work for us, help us out, which is very helpful in the summertime because we get so busy.
How crucial is that banquet for One Shot for the continuation of Water for Wildlife?
Really important.
Very crucial.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So there's another event that you guys have, but it's more of an internal one, right? The FURA. So what's the FURA?
It's just an opportunity for past shooters to come back to land, engage in some camaraderie. We have some different activities, range activities. We have a dinner.
Had a golf tournament a couple years that people could sign up their teams to be part of the scramble. It was just a lot of fun.
Yeah. I always like hearing when people bring people to town.
Yeah.
I want to
hunters from all over the country.
It's not just one time. You guys are attracting people to Lander, not just at the one shot time.
Right. For the One Shot, we've had people from all over the world come to this thing. Mm. When I was president, I know we brought a team from Hungary.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I've always gone, I need to get involved in that. Wild. We have to hunt multiple times in it to be invited to the FURA, though. So we need to start.
Just once.
Oh, okay.
Just once.
All right. I might be able to afford it. I can do that.
Yeah, just once.
Gina and Travis, the Water for Wildlife, obviously 50 years this year. Are you guys planning anything extra special with the one shot?
I defer to Gina. She's the party planner on this song.
Party planning Gina.
Yeah, I've got a few months left to go. But yes, we're going to do some fun things in recognition of this big year for us, basically. And to maybe kick it off, we're going to have this Business After Hours event coming up on the 20th.
That's right.
Yeah, inviting a lot of people to come down to that. We're going to have some wonderful gift baskets.
Ooh.
Yeah, wine and chocolate.
Ooh.
For the door prizes. Yeah.
So everybody who comes can be in to win those.
Yes.
It's perfect.
And they're great. They're Enstrom's chocolate, which is one of our passionaters, Rick Enstrom. And so he donates some chocolate up to us. And yeah.
Wow, that's cool. That's Business After Hours. What time does that start again?
5:30
Main Street.
545 Main Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for folks, I know you guys call it the Wildlife Discovery Center now, but it still says Evans Dahl Museum on the building. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for folks who don't know, that's right. It's right on Main Street.
Look for the pronghorn.
Lots of free parking.
Yeah, lots of... Yeah, that's right.
Lots of free parking. I think that's my favorite term in Wyoming. When we travel, we don't get free. There's no free parking many places anymore. I always laugh. I'm like, the land of the free parking. It's real. That's a real perk there. Gina, do you have any projects that you're really looking forward to, Travis, this year that you guys have just been really excited about? You said 8 of them for the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of, you might have heard about the Pack Trail Fire up in Du Bois. So we had an application come in to help with that. They're called Beaver Dam Analogs. So what we're going to do is look to install some Beaver Dam Analogs, which will help retain water on the landscape so it doesn't create furrows and rushing down through the burn scar. Yeah.
So the idea of, forgive me, I'm just making sure I understand, because the beaver dams aren't there anymore, you've got to put in something analogous to a beaver dam.
That's why beavers are so important.
Beavers are very important. They'll help them stay on the landscape and do their work, and so that water stays where it's supposed to. That's a project that'll start this summer and extend maybe over the next 3 years.
Is the idea to attract back the beavers? That's hard if they're...
The grass and
the water.
Specifically about the water.
So that doesn't create a rush of water downhill that just washes out everything like you've seen before when there's a bit of burn.
Was expecting you to answer something like that, and that's great that you're helping with that. I had no idea.
I would say that's probably our most worthwhile one this year, for me anyway.
Yeah, I was just up there and noticed how much of an impact the Pack Trail Fire had on the wildlife. It pushed the rut back on the bighorns by a month or more, which means your lambing is pushed. Everything is. There's a lot of work to be done there. It's good to have you guys on boots on the ground. Get on that. I like it.
Gotta wait for some snow to melt.
It can't be freezing up there when you build the dams.
No.
Travis, how's it going being the president so far? How long have you been serving as the president?
Since September of last year. I think it's going great. We have a wonderful board to work with. We have meetings once a month. I try and keep everybody informed of what's going on. And I really enjoy being a part of this. I've been a hunter and fisherman my whole life. And as we all know, hunters are number one conservationists.
That's right.
So, yep.
Yeah. No, I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
How long will you be president for?
For 2 years.
Okay, I want to ask you a question real quick, Gina. It's probably for you since you're party planner, Gina. I know the one shot, the big event, and the big fundraiser for Water for Wildlife Foundation isn't coming up until September. But do you have any teases on any auction items, anything that you guys are going to have that just would excite the folks who are listening right now?
Gosh, we start, asking a little bit later in the year, but we do have some trips. I think that we're going to be looking at... Yes, there's maybe a couple in the United States down south, a couple fishing trips there.
Yes.
Yes.
More fishing trips, less hunting trips.
Yeah, there's more fishing. Yes, we love fishing.
Water.
Yes, exactly. But we always have a really nice custom-made knife from one of our local pass shooters.
Cool.
Yes, and he does a beautiful job at doing it. It was a chef's knife one year, another year it was a hunting knife.
Yeah.
And that is always something everyone looks forward to.
Usually I have a rifle or two.
Yes, we usually have some nice rifles.
You going to work on those fishing trips? It is true. And I'll say this right now. And I know a number of my friends who work events that I work for, that I volunteer or whatever. They're always hunting trips, always hunting trips. I'm starting to see more local fishing trips, which I love. Shout out to all the local guides who are donating. But I would love to see some cool, big, like a trip tarpon fishing or some over in Europe somewhere or something. If people could, because there's always an African safari or something cool like that. Right. Like, what about a cool fishing trip over there?
We're working on it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Gina, Travis, did we miss anything?
Appreciate you having us on.
Of course. Today. Thanks for your membership. And that's why we're here. We exist to promote our members.
Thank you for having us today. It was a lot easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, we make it easy.
A lot more fun.
Thank you.
Waterforwildlife.org or oneshotantelopehunt.com. Both of those will have information either on the event or, of course, waterforwildlife.org on all the great things you guys do. Mm-hmm. All right, Owen, Gina, Travis, we'll have you back. Maybe we'll do something at the One Shot Antelope Hunt. I know it's crazy busy there, but as you see, we have this cool device so we can just come to you.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.